We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Carolina Panthers, under no circumstances whatsoever, should entertain the idea of signing Antonio Brown. My name is Mark Ryan. I approve this message, and you're listening to Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you guys on a hump day edition of the program. Aaron Torres of Fox Sports on college basketball. Is Clemson on the in terms of the NCAA tournament? And really, in doing some research, the key point and the key, really a key reason as to why South Carolina basketball is failing this year, that's coming up with Aaron Torres at 2 p.m. Millennials are all the rage, all the talk about. And when I say all the rage, I mean people are raging against them. Is that just? Is that fair? We'll get to that over the course of the program today. One major change that you would like to see in every single sport, that's coming up at 1:50 here on the program today. And at 1:20, why the SEC is no longer what it once was when it comes to college football. That plus either or and Greenville go to coming your way at 2:40 today. I need some help today, ladies and gentlemen. I absolutely need some help. I need some help because I've got company coming. I've only been here 4 weeks and I need to know what to do with my company. When my company arrives, I need to know where to go, what things to do, what things to see. So when you have company coming to town, and that company has never been to this area before, what are your go-tos in terms of where you go and what to do? That's coming up on the Greenville Go-To today. That and so much more here coming your way on the program today. You know, I always kind of bring you guys behind the curtain as to what's going on. If I sound a little bit out of breath today, it's because I did something not very smart before the show, and I'm like, I'm racing around. So I run to the store and I typically bring my lunch to the studio, right? So I bring my lunch, and if I'm in between going to the grocery store, I will, I might get lunch out real fast. So today I picked up chicken tenders, frozen chicken tenders, right? And I'm like, no problem. I got the barbecue sauce. I run down to the kitchen down here at Entercom Greenville. I pop them in the microwave. I heat up the chicken tenders, and then I'm ready to roll, right? Barbecue sauce, have them here, all good to go. Got my fuel for the show. So today, 12:45 comes, and I'm in the studio. I'm in the kitchen, and I'm heating up my chicken tenders, right? Come to find out, these are uncooked chicken tenders that I'm heating, and the back of the bag says not recommended for microwave use. So at 12:45, the smart thing is just to eat it, and just to eat it meaning I'm not going to have lunch today. I'm not going to have fuel. But I decided against that. I race over to Witch, right? Which is right down the road from where we are here. I tell them my predicament. And legit, man, they had me a double meat sandwich in 3.5 minutes out the door. And then I'm racing back.
You should have mentioned my name. You would have got it even quicker.
Really?
Yes.
Why is that?
Because I'm tight with the guys at Witch Witch.
Are you?
Yes, I am.
Man, they were amazing. They got me my Witch Witch in 3.5 minutes. And I'm like, you guys don't understand. I'm on the air in 7 minutes. Is there anything you can do for me? So anyway, Lonzo, not my smartest move. I probably should have, not even risked it. What would you have done, Lonzo, in the event that the show music is starting and Mark Ryan's not here? What do you do?
I would do what I've done many times. I would just go ahead and host the show. If you show up, fine.
What are you opening with?
No big deal.
Do you have the open music? So I'd like to hear what this sounds like, Lonzo, real quick. Do you have the open music?
I'm not going to do it, because it's not necessary.
I want to hear what it would sound like. Do you have the open music? Can we roll with the open music again? Can you please do that for me? So let's start the open music again, and let's pretend this all goes horribly wrong, okay? And Mark Ryan is not here, and which can't get me a sandwich in 3.5 minutes. And here we are, and Mark is not coming through that door, and the SportsCenter update is coming to an end, and here's the music.
Welcome into Offsides. My name is Lonzo. I am hosting the show today because Mark Ryan choked on raw chicken and is currently in the hospital. We wish him well. Hopefully he'll be back in about 3 or 4 weeks. On today's show, we are talking Joel Embiid and his F-bomb tirade. Was it worth it? Do you like the refs? I don't like the refs. We're going to talk about the refs. Is that enough? Do I need to keep going? Because, I mean, you can leave the room if necessary.
Oh, man. I think I've lost my job in any case, man. I think I shouldn't even be here. I think that was better than the open that I had. What do you think, Upstate? I mean, I think I'm losing my job to Lonzo here. I think that was pretty solid. Pretty solid indeed. There you go. So now I know that I can be late to the show. This is something you probably shouldn't have let me know, Lonzo. You really probably shouldn't have let me know.
I don't think that'll fly with the people down the hallway.
No,
but you go for
probably
it.
Not. Probably not. And they're probably going to tell me, do not run and get a sandwich with 7 minutes to go before the show ever again.
Let me point out something, and I'm not trying to give free advertising. There's a Subway that way. If you go that way and go across the light at Roper Mountain, there's a Subway right there.
I love me some Subway, but these witch people, they
no,
hook
no,
me
no.
up.
They do a great
today.
Job, but yeah. The one thing that you have to deal with is you have to deal with traffic that way. If you go that way, you're coming back, you're on this side of the street, boom, you're in the parking lot, you're done.
Makes perfect sense. Who knew, man? You're diverse. Diversity is not just an old wooden ship as long as Lonzo's
and
in
there's
here.
A restaurant right here in walking distance. On this side of the road.
I don't know what that
chicken
is.
Chicken salad chick. You could go over there and get you a chicken salad sandwich. You don't even leave the parking lot.
I don't know if I like chicken salad.
How do you know till you try?
I
are you one of those
it.
People who won't try something?
No,
That's pretty good.
I'm becoming a little bit more adventurous as I get older, honestly.
We got a bunch of stuff across the street, too.
Okay.
So, I mean, come on.
There you go. All right, Lonzo, good job. And thanks for putting up with my shenanigans as we get started here on the show. You heard me say it when we began the program today. I do not believe that I would ever sign Antonio Brown for this Carolina Panthers team. And it's really hard to say. And if you're a Carolina Panthers fan, you're saying, but Mark Ryan, we need a playmaker. We need a playmaker in the absolute worst way. And true to form, Antonio Brown had almost 1,300 wide receiving yards this year. He had 15 receiving touchdowns this year. He's one of the most productive wide receivers in the National Football League. But I'm not sure. I'm actually pretty sure that he's not worth the risk. So if you're looking at the Carolina Panthers and you're looking at Cam Newton coming back and you're looking at a team that started out 6-2 and finished 1-7 throughout the rest of the season, and we've had some people chime in on the show and say, hey, Mark, what do you think? Antonio Brown requesting a trade from the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, here's the thing that I think fans often miss that I'm able to see because I see typically what it's like to work with cancers inside a team environment, right? Many of you listening right now work in a team environment. Do you have any cancers on your team that make working together a real son of a gun? And so the thing with me and Antonio Brown is if you're pairing him in a system like New England with Bill Belichick, with Tom Brady, with a no BS approach, with a no BS attitude, I feel like they have a zero tolerance policy. If he acts up, he's gone, right? He might work in that kind of environment. In Carolina, though, I mean, don't you get the sense that he paired with Cam Newton might be combustible? And look, I'm not an anti-Cam Newton guy. I think there's some maturity issues there that haven't fully resolved themselves. I think he's gotten better in that department. I don't think that if I'm Carolina, I move on yet in another direction. I don't think I do that. I think I stay where I'm at. I think I continue to try to make it work with Cam. There's a 60% chance he's going to be ready for training camp. I like those odds. I like our chances to rebound from the vicious shoulder injury that he took by way of TJ Watt at the end of last season. But the things that, you know, most people don't see, many fans don't see, is the impact on the locker room. You don't see it because it doesn't affect you. You don't see the locker room problems when you plug and play Antonio Brown in Madden. EA Sports. It's in the game. You don't see it. You don't see the issues there. You just plug and play, and suddenly you got the best wide receiver in the game. But what happens when you have a loss? What happens when Antonio Brown starts pointing fingers at Cam Newton? What happens when Antonio Brown starts yelling at Ron Rivera on the sidelines? This is a guy, ladies and gentlemen, that has had not one, not two, but three instances here in the very recent past. October 2nd, two lawsuits for allegedly throwing items from a balcony. Lonzo, please don't ask if I've ever thrown items from a balcony. November.
I wouldn't ask. I already know you have, and you don't even have to tell me.
November. Cited by Ross Township Police for driving 100 miles an hour before a game. Hopefully they didn't see my speed going from which back here with 6 minutes to go before the show. And then in January, involved in a domestic dispute inside his Florida home. No arrests have been made, but that was a legitimate incident. By all accounts, this might be a guy that is falling apart mentally. And yet you see him and you hear that he is available and you know that he's been a cancer in Pittsburgh. And I'm hearing a lot of people saying, oh, man, what about Antonio Brown? What about Antonio Brown? If there's been a theme to our shows this week, it's been the following. Is the heaven that you get with any player worth the hell that comes with them? Right? Because in any relationship, working, romantic, and otherwise, there's a heaven and a hell. Is the heaven that you get with Antonio Brown worth the hell? Yes, Carolina needs a playmaker. Yes, he can be that guy. Yes, he's also going to be 31 years old. Yes, he's been a malcontent. Is Antonio Brown worth the risk? If you're the Carolina Panthers, do you sign do you trade for Antonio Brown? Do you avoid him like the plague? Or do you wait and see what the market dictates? 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN. The Health Dare text line is there for you at 71307. Start your text with ESPN and away you go. Twitter at Mark Ryan on air, at ESPN Upstate, at Lonzo on Word, and email Mark Ryan at ESPNUpstate.com. All of the different ways for you to get a hold of us. Is Antonio Brown the piece that gets the Carolina Panthers over the hump? Your calls, my thoughts, Lonzo's thoughts, up next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. Offsides with Mark Ryan and Lonzo right here on ESPN Upstate. A check on Twitter where you can get to me at Mark Ryan on air. Hockey Mom Summer says, what are your thoughts on the Broncos adding or the Ravens losing Joe Flacco? That is some breaking NFL news today. The Denver Broncos have traded for Joe Flacco. So why did I not open the show with that? My buddy Jeff Pantridge, who was my producer in Tampa, Florida, and who's filling in on Straight Up with Sturge the rest of this week, he texted that to me as well. And it's like, you know, when I get this tweet, when I get the text from Jeff Pantridge, who, by the way, you guys gave a really warm welcome to, and I appreciate that, yesterday in his first show. What a day he had yesterday, by the way.
Is he going to dress like that every day? I mean,
pretty smooth, huh?
I mean, dude.
Pretty smooth,
dress
right?
It down a little bit.
No. He started the day in Raleigh in his other job, was able to leave that job around 11 a.m., raced over here for 3.5 hours, rolls in at like, 2:33, with the show beginning at 4 p.m., and my man did it. He did the impossible. And then we were out last night having a bite and having a drink, you know, so all was well. But he texted me today. Mark, I don't know if you saw this yet. The Broncos have traded for Joe Flacco. Thank you, Pants. Mark, what do you think of Joe Flacco to the Broncos? Thank you, Summer. You know, to me, this is not a big enough deal to really be talking about. I think Joe Flacco sucks. Honestly, if a minor player gets involved in a trade, why are we going to open the show with this? I mean, Rick Pitino once said about the Celtics, Kevin McHale isn't walking through that door. Larry Bird isn't walking through that door. And if they do, they're going to be old and grizzled, right? If the Joe Flacco of 10 years ago is not walking through that door. And I've got something to share with you about this move. So the Ravens get what's being called a mid-round pick for Joe Flacco, whom they were going to release anyway. But I have some stats to share with you here, okay? Since Case Keenum, the other Broncos quarterback, entered the league, he has completed 62% of his passes. Joe Flacco, 62.6. Average yards per attempt, Keenum, 6.5. Flacco, 6.0. TD percentage, Keenum, 2.3%. Flacco, 2.5%. Quarterback rating, Keenum, 84.5. Joe Flacco, 82.3. Ladies and gentlemen, the Broncos got another Case Keenum. An old, gray Case Keenum. And I'm saying that and it's hurting my feelings because Joe Flacco's younger than me. If he's old and gray, what the hell am I? I can't stand this changing in hair color that I'm going through right now. So anyway, I don't think this does much to move the needle at all. You know, I think the Broncos were a mediocre team before the trade, and I think they're a mediocre team now. And what's especially interesting about this is that John Elway, who is supposed to know about quarterbacks and evaluating quarterbacks, has done nothing of the sort since he's been in Denver. He has failed miserably. I mean, John Elway, in terms of evaluating the quarterback position, has been almost as bad as Michael Jordan with the Charlotte Hornets. He's been almost as bad. I mean, you look at the guys that he's brought in. Paxton Lynch, first-round pick, total bust. You realize Paxton Lynch got 3 starts in the NFL and is now out of the league entirely? He looked so bad that no one even has wanted to give Paxton Lynch a second chance here. Right? And then Case Keenum brings him in, mediocre. Joe Flacco last year, mediocre. Is this really an upgrade? I mean, to me, John Elway just added another Case Keenum. I also really try to spin things locally, and I don't see how this affects the Carolina Panthers in any way, shape, or form. A mediocre quarterback goes from one AFC team to another AFC team to an AFC. He goes from an AFC team that barely made the playoffs to one that didn't make the playoffs and one that won't make the playoffs.
I have a question for you, though. Flacco now, is he better than somebody was who won the Super Bowl in Denver? Peyton Manning.
Oh, no, he's not. He's not because of the smarts that Peyton Manning had. Now, Peyton Manning's second Super Bowl, he couldn't throw the ball more than 15 yards down the field. But his smarts knew how to get in and out of every single play, right? His smarts knew how to do that. So here's Max Kellerman from ESPN, and he kind of agrees with me on the total failure of John Elway so far.
When you go back and look at John Elway's numbers in his career, it doesn't say this is one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. But if you lived through the era, you know he was. And maybe he identifies, he's looking for that kind of quality in other quarterbacks. The job of a GM, more than anything, if you have to say you have to do one thing, identify, acquire, and develop a franchise quarterback. He has failed to do so.
Failed to do so miserably, and he still fails to do so. And if he doesn't get his hand on a Dwayne Haskins or a Kyler Murray in this year's draft, he will fail yet again. It's unbelievable. Why can't Michael Jordan, the best basketball player ever, put together a winning team in Charlotte? Why can't John Elway find a quarterback? The best quarterback that John Elway has had, other than Peyton Manning, has been Tim Tebow. Okay, and Peyton Manning fell into his lap completely. There was no brilliant stroke of John Elway genius to bring Peyton Manning into the fold. The other thing we opened the show talking about today, and you know, it's interesting. You know, I mean, what do you think about Joe Flacco? Jeff Pantridge, Mark, the Ravens have signed Joe Flacco. I mean, they've traded Joe Flacco. To me, it's, you know, this is headline news 10 years ago, 5 years ago. This is, you know, to me today, this is kind of like, yeah, okay. Kind of sucks, if you ask me, right? I mean, he's kind of overrated, kind of borderline. So we've been also talking about my belief that the Carolina Panthers, despite the sore need and dire need for a playmaker, should not trade for Antonio Brown. I think he's a net loss, not a net gain. The Carolina Panthers expect to have $23 million in cap room. Could they use some of that? Could they use some of that money to obtain Antonio Brown? Of course, they could put some money to that. But I think, you know, he is becoming a really flammable person. You guys know that Cam Newton is a flammable quarterback. So my question to you guys, twofold questions here, are, is Antonio Brown worth the risk? If you're the Panthers today, do you sign Antonio, to trade for Antonio Brown? Do you avoid him like the plague? Or do you take a wait and see approach to see what the market says? Lonzo.
You do not touch Antonio Brown. We've seen this story before. Antonio Brown is just a taller Steve Smith. When Steve Smith was at the Panthers, he demanded the ball all the time. Cam was forcing the ball into him. He had fights with teammates. There were tirades. There was so much. This is the same sort of person. But I am concerned with the new owner that there's a good shot that they end up getting Antonio Brown. And they shouldn't, because, again, he's just a taller Steve Smith.
You know, and I like a young guy like Tyrell Williams of the San Diego Chargers, who's a free agent this year. He's 26 years of age. I know Carolina wants an A-level playmaker, and Tyler Williams may not be that guy, the 6'4", 205-pound receiver out of Western Oregon, who in his fourth season this year had 653 yards receiving in a Phillip Rivers-led offense. I was looking at the available wide receivers, and there wasn't an elite name out there. I just strongly feel like there's a net loss for Carolina here, not a net gain. And so when I'm looking at things outside looking in, and I see that, I have a hard time moving forward with this. 1-844-477-3776 is the number. 1-844-GSP-ESPN. And the Health There text line is there for you at 71307. Start your text with ESPN. A tweet coming in from at 864LJudge. I said the same thing. The Broncos traded to be the same at the quarterback position. Only positive was some coaching connections. You get a guy from the AFC. He has some scoop on other teams that you play in the AFC. But you gave up a draft pick for Joe Flacco. And I don't really know. I really kind of fail to identify how this benefits you. I don't know how that makes you better. I don't think the Broncos are better today. I think I'd rather have my draft pick, honestly. Mid-round, what is that, third, fourth, fifth-round pick? I'd rather have my draft pick than have Joe Flacco. I don't think he moves the needle at all. I don't. I mean, when's the last time he played really well? You know, and why were the Ravens a better team when they brought in Lamar Jackson, who can't throw a lick, right? I mean, Lamar Jackson makes Tim Tebow look like Brett Favre throwing the football. They run the ball 9 out of 10 times with this guy, right? So it kind of is what it is, man. It kind of is what it is. And I know, you know, circling back to Antonio Brown, you know, you really want a guy like that if, you know, you're drooling at the possibility of him in Charlotte because you haven't had him. As a Carolina Panthers fan, you haven't had that guy. But I just think fans always miss the boat because they don't see. They can't see the kind of effect that this guy has in the locker room. The Pittsburgh Steelers are going to lose Le'Veon Bell. They're going to lose Antonio Brown. Those two guys are probably the best two players, top three position players at their respective positions in the entire NFL. And you watch. Pittsburgh is going to be better next year without that guy. They're going to be better without him. And, you know, I can't even imagine how flammable, how combustible that relationship would be, Cam Newton and Antonio Brown being in the same locker room. Can you imagine the effect on the team if those two guys were at odds, right? And then you ask yourself, does Cam Newton need an influence like that? Or does he need more of a J.J. Watt type of influence, a good leader type of influence, somebody that brings some maturity to the team to help Cam Newton out in that particular area? You know, I don't know, folks. I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm misstepping this. Maybe Antonio Brown gets his head on right and is actually able to help the Carolina Panthers moving forward. But for me, outside looking in, you know, I wouldn't want to work with a guy like that. And I have worked with guys like that. And it wears everybody down. You end up performing less than your best because somebody else is sucking energy from you on a daily basis. And they may be great. I'll tell you guys what, there's a host in Houston who gets good ratings and he always stirs the pot, and he'll get confidential emails sent to him, like work emails that we all receive, and he'll read confidential emails on the air. And then he gets suspended, and he's in Houston, Texas. Okay, I'm not going to mention any names, but he gets good ratings, he stirs the pot, and he doesn't follow any rules whatsoever, right? He's a total rebel. And so his station puts up with him, but nobody at his station likes working with him. Nobody in the entire city of Houston that's in the media likes him at all. The Houston Texans banned him from attending their practices, from attending their games. So what he did was, he thought this would be a great idea. He rented a crane and hoisted a crane over the fence so he could view the Houston Texans practice. It was a huge publicity stunt, right? Hilarious, but total jerk, and nobody wants to work with that guy. That guy is Antonio Brown, right? That he pulls the same kind of crap. Nobody wants to work with that guy. High producer, pain in everybody's ass, right? You don't want to live with that. You don't want to have to deal with that. I think your coworkers liking you is very important. And one of the hosts at his station was fired for punching him. Okay? Like, in the last year, one of the hosts
where,
at that
where
station...
Where did he hit him at? That's kind of important.
There was an altercation because he was running smack about this guy on his show in the morning. And the midday show host drove right to the studio, walked right into the studio, and I think there was a physical altercation there. And that host ended up at my station in Houston, where he came on part-time, right? There was a physical altercation. Do you want that guy in your locker room if you're the Carolina Panthers? I mean, same kind of personality, right? They think their stuff doesn't stink. They're very, very talented. They're very good at what they do. But their ego is such that they cannot incorporate themselves into a team atmosphere. They just can't do it. All right. Time to play a little ditty we call Either Or, which is up next. I am going to ask Alonzo a very important question because I believe a certain Clemson Tiger has been disrespected today. I'll share with you who that is next. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan. It's right here on ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. If you're just joining the show, I do not believe that the Carolina Panthers should entertain any trade possibilities for Antonio Brown. I'm asking you, is he worth the risk? A lot of fun, and Joe Flacco, of course, traded to the Broncos today. You know, to me, this is NBD, right? I just don't see how this does anything to change any balance of power in the AFC. The Broncos weren't a playoff team yesterday. They're not a playoff team today. And there will be major dominoes that fall, but thus far the biggest one is Kareem Hunt to the Browns, which also, in my opinion, doesn't make a whole hell of a lot of sense given who they had in the background, in the backfield. Nick Chubb and Duke Johnson, my opinion, outside looking in, that's not, that's, you know, I don't know. I think Kareem Hunt would have been a much bigger help on other teams. Perhaps he and his agent didn't know if anyone else in the NFL was going to bite, jumped at the first opportunity. You wonder if is Kareem Hunt the bell cow back now for the Cleveland Browns? Or, you know, is Nick Chubb still getting a significant amount of those carries? But in any case, it is time to do a little ditty we call Either Or. In Either Or, we give you two choices, and you pick one. Your thoughts, your opinions, welcome. Either Or starts now. All right, so there is a there's an article out today, Alonzo, from Athlon Sports. Their early top 50 players in the country for 2019 best college football players in the country. I believe firmly that Trevor Lawrence is getting slapped in the face here. And you say, why? Well, he's number two in the country. He's listed as the second best player in the country. That's certainly lofty praise for a sophomore quarterback, no? Here's the issue. He's second to Tua Tagovailoa. All right? So you can have only one, Lonzo, Trevor Lawrence or Tua Tagovailoa. Who you want?
I think you're getting me back for a crack I made on you earlier.
Why is that? What are you doing?
Because I'm gonna have to pick Trevor Lawrence, and I don't want to. But Trevor Lawrence is clearly, to me, the better quarterback. He has the better upside, and in my opinion, and this matters a whole lot to me, he has better hair.
Yeah, and you know what, man? I don't know how you watch that national championship game. I don't know how you watch Tua Tagovailoa in the national championship game or the SEC championship game and think he's better than Trevor Lawrence. And yet he's rated as the best player in college football per Athlon Sports. Clemson fans, how does that make you feel? I don't understand it. I don't get it at all. All right. Next up, Lonzo, what do you got?
All right, you have to choose between NBA refs, NFL refs, or NCAA basketball refs. You have to pick one of them to officiate your game. Which one are you going with?
Listen, given how I feel about what happened with the New Orleans Saints, there's no way in hell I'm ever picking the NFL refs right now. I think the NBA refs are at a higher level than the NCAA refs. I'm not really a refs guy. I don't like refs to begin with. I never have. I never will. I think it's one of the most thankless jobs you could ever have, right? You're doing your best when you're not noticed at all. When you receive no recognition, you're doing your best. When was the last time you watched a game and you said to yourself, man, I'm so thankful we had that ref today? Almost never, right? So anyway, I'm going to go with NBA. The highest that's available in basketball at the basketball level. I've seen too many mistakes in college hoops, and I'm just done. I'm done with NFL refs right now.
You know, I hate to agree with you, but I do agree with you. I would go with the NBA refs because they recognize stars, and they allow the stars to get away with a little bit more. And as a star myself, I appreciate that sort
really?
Of thing.
Really? Do you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
I didn't realize that. Okay.
You've only been here a month. You'll get it.
Lonzo, this is a very simple question, okay? You know, I'm a big fan of, I'm a wordsmith, so to speak, right? I like writing. I like speaking. I like orating here on the air, here on Offsides with Mark and Lonzo. So this is simply a very easy question, Lonzo. It's on letters of the alphabet. Which letter do you prefer, T or A? Don't laugh, Lonzo. It's a very serious question. Which letter of the alphabet do you prefer? You have the T that has two nice ends to it, right? And then you have the A. And if you look at the A as it comes down, it rounds at the bottom. Okay? It kind of gets a little wider as you get to the bottom of the letter A. You know, the two corners of the T, you know, some might say two's better than one, but you know, it's just a very simple question. I'm asking which letter of the alphabet do you prefer? T or A?
I prefer a T, obviously, and it needs to be a capital T.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. A capital T. Lonzo's going with a capital T. Hey, points to Lonzo for answering that. I'm putting this on the rundown today. I'm like, Lonzo's not answering this. He's not.
I saw
this.
It on the rundown. I had no idea where you were going with that.
Well, no, it's just I'm asking you your favorite letter of the alphabet. Do you know that that I saw a poll on this on Twitter where 59% of people actually prefer the letter A to T? And I was somewhat taken by that. You know, I guess maybe it being the first letter of the alphabet gives it a little boost, right? But, you know, Lonzo, I got to go the opposite way for you here. A to me is the preeminent letter of the alphabet, you know? I like, you know, I just kind of like how there's a little cross, you know, kind of at the waist of the A, right? And then it rounds below there, right? So I think I just prefer A to T. Lonzo, stop looking like you're getting a massive headache over here, man. Stop looking like that. Are you about to get called in by the boss over this? What's going on?
No. I've heard what some other people on some other stations have said, you know, and they prefer many letters over there, some of which the button has to be pushed for. So, you know.
Oh, really? Listen, if you can't pick your favorite letter of the alphabet here between two options, I don't know what's wrong with you. I don't. You have the two ends of the T. You have the nice rounded lower portion of the A, and I'm going with the A. Okay, personally speaking, I am definitely going with the A. All right, Lonzo, I'm sure we can't move on fast enough for you here. What do you got?
Well, you know, after that little thing there, I'm so glad that I picked this next thing because this will invite audience participation. And my question for you is, which would you rather have if you had to have one or the other, a crew cut or a mullet?
I think either one would be better than what I have today, which is a cross between a skinhead and a pothole. So I think either one would be an improvement of where I am here, okay?
You got to pick
a
one.
Remind me what a crew cut even is.
A crew cut, basically, you're in boot camp. So it's nice shaven.
Oh, yeah, I had a lady. You got just a little a lady, bit. A lady tweeted me that the other day. She said high and tight.
Yeah,
is that what a crew cut is? High and tight.
Yeah, it is.
I said, I'm sorry. I'm so out of touch. I don't even know what with haircuts. I don't even know what high and tight means. No, dude. I cannot do the mullet, man. I can't do the mullet. You got to give me the crew cut. With a crew cut, you still have a fighting chance, right? A crew cut guys are typically in shape workout guys. I'd have to lift a little bit to be able to rock the crew cut. But I think a mullet just renders you as a guy. I think it renders me as a guy with no shot. You know, if I'm rocking the mullet, I have no shot. So, Lonzo, I'm sure you agree with me here.
No, I do not. And before I get to my pick, I just want to say, if you are someone listening and you have really good Photoshop skills, I would love to see what Mark Ryan looks like with a mullet.
No.
Because
no.
Make sure you tweet those to ESPN Upstate.
No.
Yeah,
make sure,
I want to see that.
I'll block your Twitter personally.
By
if
the
you
way,
even dare.
The mullet is on its way back. A UFC event last week, there was a dude rocking a mullet, and it looked killer. I mean, it was a beautiful thing to see. And, you know, I had a mullet back in the day. Some say I have one now, but I don't. It's the same length all the way around. But I appreciate a good head of hair, so I'd have to go with mullet. Crew cut, too easily done, too close to bald.
Lonzo, I'm going to be very honest with you about something. When I had your hairstyle, my parents told me, do not come home for Thanksgiving. That when I had your exact hairstyle right now, my mom and dad said, you're not welcome home for Thanksgiving if you walk in the door with that. So I don't know.
I should show you some pictures of my uncles who are like in their 70s, and they have the same hairstyle.
See,
so it's a family
I think
thing.
Crew cut is passable. I think mullet... No woman that I would be interested in would even give me the time of day if I had a mullet. Okay.
So there we have it. Mark Ryan hates women who like mullet men.
I think that's incredibly unfair for you to say. I really, really do. Okay, coming up next, I was accused of something today, and I don't appreciate it very much. I'll share with you what that is when Offsides with Mark Ryan continues right here on ESPN Upstate. Aaron Torres of Fox Sports, a national college basketball personality, joins us at 2 p.m. I can trace South Carolina's basketball failure this year to one key mistake, and I'll share with you what that is at the top of the next segment. A check on Twitter at Mark Ryan on air. Casey Helderman says Trevor Lawrence is below Tua Tagovailoa. It's a classic case of SEC bias. Upstate Judge says the Broncos with this particular trade are betting on staying mediocre for the next 2 years with Joe Flacco. Drafting a QB in one of those 2 years, better QB class next year and the year after that than this one. Completely agree with that. Upstate wants to know from us, NFL or AAF? Lonzo. Either or continues here from Upstate Judge.
What do you mean? I mean, it's definitely NFL.
Yeah, there's
right
you
now.
Got you, I mean, NFL. Yeah. The AAF has made a great first impression, but like 1 week does not overcome 30 years of NFL watching.
AAF's like a supplement. You know?
By the way, Casey Helderman goes with the NCAA refs in your ref choice and a crew cut over the mullet. She did not offer an opinion on the choice of letter, though, which is interesting. She took part in two of the three either ors there. I do want to mention this, Lonzo. I've been accused by two different people today of something that I really don't appreciate, all right? Really don't appreciate. And this happened from, I believe, Devin, our general sales manager, who is downstairs, and it happened from you, looking at me from afar as I'm coming in the building today. Okay? You got to look up close. two people, one standing right in front of me and you passing judgment, watching me from, you know, maybe 50 yards away, have said that I am wearing Clemson colors today. Okay. Now I got to make sure I'm staying this right now. Just like the scene from Private Parts where Howard Stern was not saying the call letters correctly. WNBC, WNBC. I am not Clemson, Clemson, Clemson. Okay? I am not wearing Clemson colors today. You have accused me of this. Devin has accused me of this. And I'm none too pleased. Okay? I am clearly, and there's nothing wrong with wearing a good purple and orange. I happen to think that the feminine persuasion perhaps looks much better in purple and orange than do dudes. Okay? I think those are kind of better girl colors than guy colors. I'm just digging myself a big hole here, aren't I? Right? But I am clearly wearing, I am wearing a polo shirt today that is clearly blue with an orange trim. And I don't appreciate the accusation that I'm clearly supporting my alma mater with this outfit today, and I'm being accused of supporting something else.
Listen.
So, Lonzo, I hope you have something to defend yourself. I'm not rocking purple and orange in here. I think those colors look better on women than men, okay? And I'm just going to leave that be.
Okay, here's the thing. I looked outside and I watched you struggle because sometimes I look out the window when I'm working, struggling with all the things you were carrying. I was secretly hoping you would trip.
Thanks, Lonzo. Appreciate
and,
it.
And the sun was shining in such a way that it made your shirt look purple. When it's actually blue, it's not purple. But from a distance, it looked purple. You know, and I'm getting older. Maybe my eyesight was failing a little bit. But yeah, I was wrong. You're wearing blue.
What's
and
what's crazy is Devin said this right. She's standing right in front of me.
Do you ever think that maybe we're messing with you? Do you ever think that that could possibly be?
I just don't get it. I just clearly I'm not going to be wearing purple and orange, because I'm not. You know, I don't consider myself a fan of Clemson.
See, good
I'm
on,
not
going to
be wearing
Devin.
Garnet and black because I don't consider myself a fan of South Carolina. I cover the Gamecocks. I cover Clemson. I am a fan of my particular school. What do you mean credit to Devin?
Because she
was
got
an insult.
Devin got her name mentioned if on the air. Way to go, Devin.
If you're a
it's
Gator,
so easy.
If you're a Gator and people think you're rocking Clemson colors, that's an insult. Okay? Okay? Top 10 public university. The University of Florida. All right? You Clemson folks know I'm just messing with you, right? You know I'm completely just messing with you, right? Maybe. Perhaps, maybe. All right, coming up next, he's a national college basketball personality. Aaron Torres joins the show. I can trace the failure of South Carolina's basketball season to one egregious mistake. We'll share that next. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.